Proclamation number 8711, dated the December 30th, 1963. The bond of love shall connect everyone without distinction. Only love will always endeavor lead you to perfection. And this love is to flare up deep within your heart. It is to fill your whole being and motivate your every intention and action. Then you will come ever closer to perfection. Then you can say that you have been reborn, for you will have changed yourselves into your fundamental nature again. But only few people achieve this high degree of love while still on earth. Yet I already accept the will as evidence of love. The will to reach me, the desire for my presence, always proves their love for me already. You humans are unable to muster this burning love for me and all created beings, which deifies you on earth already. You live in a world devoid of love, and that also has an effect on those who themselves are willing to love but who, due to recurring unkindness, are inwardly inhibited from loving actions which, however, would awaken reciprocated love. And yet you should carry out this work on the soul. You should even love when you are hated, and you will rise above yourselves and become capable of ever greater love. And you may well believe it, as it is possible for you to do, if only you would always appeal to me for strength when you are too weak yourselves. There is no special merit in loving something that is good and beautiful. Yet to show love to a person who treats you badly or has many shortcomings and faults is far more difficult but also far more commendable, and then your degree of love will rise indeed and you will draw ever closer to me, the eternal love. In order to be able to do this you have to open yourselves to my ray of light, you have to appeal to me to soften your hearts. To work in you myself as soon as you cross the path of people who don't mean well or who do not appear amiable to you. Consider the fact that all human beings are my living creations, that I want to regain all people as my children, that you all have the same father, but that not all people have achieved the same degree of maturity which they should and would be able to achieve on earth. But the bond of love should connect all of you, for only by way of love can you also help these less mature people to achieve a higher degree of perfection, for no ray of love sent forth by you will be without effect. It will always have a beneficial effect on the soul which is still surrounded by dense layers. You are able to show love to such persons if only you consider the poor quality of their souls, which still have to struggle and fight for a long time until they are spiritually fully mature. And if you, as soon as you are confronted by such a person, immediately remember me and my emanation of love, which is available at all times and only wants to be seized by your hearts, thus just a brief call to me in Jesus is enough for me to illuminate you and enable you to love your fellow human being, whom I do not send without reason to cross your path, for he as well as yourselves should mature through such meetings, which you inwardly dislike. You should never put your own interests first, you should never ask whether such meetings are beneficial for yourselves but always take notice of the other person's situation and try to help him, for would I let something happen to you that would be harmful for your soul? Love should glow ever more brightly within you, and my ray of love will always flow to you. But if you consider and evaluate any human encounter and take earthly measures to avoid it, then your action, at that moment, is not in contact with me and you cannot expect any help from me either. Everything you encounter in earthly life only happens to you for the sake of maturing your soul. And you should not avoid it but rise to the challenge by using my strength, and you'll be able to derive rich blessings for yourselves as well as for your fellow human beings. You are truly able to develop a high degree of love in you if only you call upon me mentally and appeal for my flow of strength, thus for my illumination of love, and open yourselves to receive it. And therefore it also requires that you do not exclude me from your thoughts. And this is the key. It is the only explanation you need to reach your state of perfection while still on earth. For as soon as your thoughts constantly embrace me, the flow of my strength of love also has to affect you constantly, and then I can always be present with you too. My presence, however, gives you the evidence of your union with me, which is only ever achieved by love. Hence love could totally deify you on earth already, yet as you are rarely able to raise it to a high degree, you will also have to suffer and through suffering dissolve the soul's cover. Still, no matter what happens to you, everything is well considered and will only ever be in your best interests as long as you are willing to return to me and enter into final union with me, which will guarantee you eternal life and blissful happiness. Amen.